Good evening and you're welcome to our news and current affairs program Behind the News. I'm Agatha Samoa and tonight, nation here to come to grips over the death of Professor Mills as President John Mahama becomes leader of the NDC. Does he also become the party's flag bearer for the December elections? NDC's chief scribe Johnson Esidin Ketia would be here to explain. Qualities of acrimony and animosity relegated to the background for now following death of Professor Mills, but should we expect the current unity among political actors to continue subsequently and till suspend strike in honor of late Professor Atta Mills, temporarily or permanently? We are looking at these stories on Behind the News tonight with the key actors and expert opinions from our resource persons. You can also join in the discussions by sending your text to 0208-912620. It's Behind the News live on Radio Ghana Accra and on all our regional FM stations across the country. President John Mahama began his presidency in a mournful state at the castle. He chaired a special cabinet meeting and received guests, including a delegation from the NPP, led by former President J.A. Kufuor. Pascaline Adadevo, our correspondent, was at the castle and has joined us on the telephone. You are welcome, Pascaline.
Thank you, Agatha.
I'm sure it was a somber mood at the castle today.
Yes, it was. The delegation, as you rightly stated, was led by the former President J.A. Kufuor. The MPP flag bearer Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo, his wife Jacob Echebilamte, and then Kojo Mpieni. In fact, they looked really solemn. We all know how the death came as a shock, and so it was a solemn mood.
So how was the meeting with the NPP delegation?
Well, it went well. The former president, who spoke on behalf of the group, first congratulated President Mahama on his new office. He said their mission was to extend their condolences, especially considering the fact that his death came as a shock. He also noted that in spite of the pain, work of government must go on. He also offered some advice to the president. He said, as a president, once you become a president, you cease to be partisan. So President Mahama must step aside his political caliber of his predecessor, former President Mills, who was a father for all. He must also ensure that this politics of insult, which has bedeviled our body politics, is nipped in the bud. So basically that. And then he pledged the MPP support at any time, as far as giving the late president a befitting burial is concerned. So, well, their discussions was quite cordial.
And apart from the NPP delegation, were there any other delegation?
Well, there was a delegation from South Africa who called on him. Their mission was to, they are in the country to explore cooperation in the tourism sector. So they've been in the country since Sunday and they visited some tourist sites. It's a major tourism company, or the largest tourism company in South Africa. So they have come to do that business with Ghana. But on the earlier visit, like I said, the president, Mahama, was grateful for the show of sportsmanship by the MPP. He said he had personally received phone calls from members of the opposition, and that was quite encouraging. He was also touched at the fact that the MPP flag bearer Nana Addo had to suspend his campaign tour indefinitely as a sign of solidarity, and this. To President Mahama, perhaps President Mills' death is a silent message from God calling on all of us to create a political environment which is accommodating and decent enough. And on better arrangement, he said government is in touch with the family of President Mills and will keep MPP and then Ghanaians in general posted as soon as final arrangements are made.
All right, there was a special cabinet meeting. Were you privy to that meeting? Anything that came out of it?
No, we're not allowed into the meeting. In fact, the cameramen were asked to enter and then take brief shots. So no reporter from the print media and maybe radio were allowed in. So just the TV cameras were asked to take pictures. We're not privy to that meeting.
Many thanks.
So,
okay.
All right. Thank you, Agatha.
Yeah, we are very grateful for your time with us. That was our correspondent, Pascaline Adadevo. The president's death last night really sent shockwaves throughout the country, though there had been several speculations about Professor Mills' health. His death, to most, was unexpected. This has generated commentaries and all sorts of analysis from political activists and members of the public. In order to prevent unwarranted comments from members of the party, the NDC today issued a statement signed by Ace General Secretary Johnson Esiedun Ketia calling for calm and caution on the kind of pronouncements people make on Professor Mills' death. Mr. Esiedun has meanwhile hinted of a National Executive Committee meeting tomorrow to deliberate on a new flag bearer for the party to contest the December elections. We will be speaking to Mr. Esiedun Ketia as soon as we get him on the line. But the NPP, the largest opposition party, also issued a statement mourning the president's loss. Jake Obechebi Lamte is the chairman of the party and he has joined us on the line. You are welcome, Mr. Obechebi Lamte.
Thank you very much.
And I'm sure you will agree with me that the president's death is a big loss not only to the NDC but to the entire country.
Who can disagree? Not me.
So how did you receive his death, the news of his death?
He didn't believe it. He was a regional minister. Upon hearing this information, has to travel to Accra. And then he said that though the demise is so painful, the party remains resolute so that the machinery will still keep on working. We also hit town to find out the mood about people. Wherever you go, the place looks so deserted, it looks quiet. People have been gathered on around radios and TVs, and they are watching what is happening. So that is the mood in Cape Town. It's quite a sorrowful mood, very quiet, and then people are just reflecting because you cannot even believe it that the president is actually dead.
All right, Kofi, we are very grateful for your time with us. That was Kofi Sechiama Pobi, our correspondent in the Central Region. And also joining us on the line is Kingsley Nana Buedu, who also hit the town to bring us news on the president's death. You are welcome, Kingsley.
Thank you very much.
So how are the people in Cape Coast responding to the sad news?
I must say this sudden and unfortunate incident has hit the people of Central Region and of course the whole of Ghana. It is quite unfortunate. The people got the information. Most of them couldn't even believe it. I must say even at the University of Cape Coast, people were writing exams and they couldn't even believe when they heard the news. And they started calling some of us to confirm that of indeed what we've heard it and it is true. We hit town and wherever we went and wherever we visited, people were just standing in groups, 2, 3, and all of what they are doing is sharing tears and mourning. They describe this day, being Tuesday, as a day of a black Tuesday in the history of Central Region in Cape Coast, of course, at Ghana. It is sad, and wherever we went, you pass through town, and it's like people have even deserted town, especially vehicles. Busy roads that you should know are just deserted. You don't see any movement of vehicles. Of course, there are one just moving up and down. But it's a shocking news. Of course, people know that the president wasn't in a really good condition in terms of health-wise. But then they never expected that this will hit us so soon. Of course, at the time that he had come from where you visited and he came back and we had information that everything was all right.
Well, Kingsley, are you also privy to any information at the Regional Coordinating Council or the Regional Minister?
No, for now, they are not ready to tell us anything yet. All what it is that they have heard it and they are surprised and they don't even know what to do. And especially, like Kofi Sechiama talked about, the house there, most of the sympathizers have turned there, but they can't really tell us what is going to happen next unless they sit maybe probably tomorrow and they take decisions as to what to do next. But for now, it is all mourning. and town, everywhere. That is the story. Commentaries on radios and corners and beer bars, everywhere. You hear people talking about it, and some says even think that they don't even want to believe it.
They are in a state of denial. Well, very well. Many thanks for joining us. That was our correspondent, Kingsley Nana Buedu. And we also have on the line, Kwesi Kumar Hovi, our Volta regional correspondent. You are welcome, Kwesi.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening. How is the mood in Ho?
The mood in Ho has been very sympathetic, and as you say, the whole township of Ho is in a very mournful mood. Just because, why do I say that? Just because today is Ho Market Day, and it is usually a rowdy and busy day with vehicles and movement of people, especially traders moving up and down, and the whole market is always choked with people of activities.
But activities have come to a halt.
Everything has come to a halt. And as around 5 p.m., there were no congestion of traffic as experienced on market days. And you see market women and workers rushing home just to go and glue themselves to the television to see what is happening. And you know, I just want to say that when the news trickled in first, a lot of people began to argue and then dispute the fact that the president, about the demise of the president, because this news had flowed around always for more than two or three times. So when this one too came inside, they took it as one of those rumors, and then they never believed it until the final time when the breaking news came on the media before they were able to believe it. So Ho is in a very mournful state.
Very well.
It's quiet.
We are very grateful for your time. Kwesi Kumar Hovi is our Volta regional correspondent. Thomas Nsowede is our correspondent in Kumasi. You are welcome, Thomas.
Good evening.
Good evening. So how are the residents in the Garden City reacting to the news?
Yes. When we heard it for the first time around 3-4 p.m., I personally did not believe, because I think it to be one of those rumors that people used to circulate. So it was on a private radio station. So quickly I rushed to the newsroom to also find out whether there was any iota of truth behind the information we had. Then they were also inquiring from us. So when we heard that, chief of staff had confirmed. So we started from there when we were debating among ourselves this tragic death that has occurred in this country. Quickly we also hit the town to find out. In fact, our first point of call was at the NDC regional headquarters around 5:36. When we got there, the place had been locked. Those we met, some of them told us they have also heard it has been confirmed. So the mood was very, very, very mournful. We also hit the new plant station, Accra, Kumasi, Accra new plant station, where people we met were all discussing, talking about this sudden death of our president. So they had gathered the passengers and talking to them that they should not take advantage of it and probably cause confusion when they are on board
their vehicles.
The cars to Accra.
All right. We are very grateful for your time, Thomas. Thomas Nsowede is our correspondent in Kumasi. John Samasa is our Bunahafu regional correspondent. John, you are welcome.
Thank you.
Is Sinyai also in a mournful state?
Yes, exactly that. Just like everywhere in Ghana, I mean, Sunyane is in a very somber mood. People are just, you know, shocked, I mean, struck into, I mean, disbelief they just can't, I mean, imagine that this is happening, you know. Like we said over and over again, this is the first time it's happening in Ghana's history. And, I mean, the fact that Sunyani is a stronghold of the NPP, the opposition NPP, where a lot of people wear their NPP names on their sleeve, you know, the level of grief is very, very instructive that, you know, this death seems to be uniting us in our sorrow, you know. So just like everywhere in Ghana, I mean, it's very, you know, somber here in Sunyani. Immediately I heard the news around 4:45, I went to the NBC regional headquarters and a crowd had gathered there, you know. Unfortunately, the regional chairman and other top executives of the party were not in the town at the time. Most of them were in Accra. And so the few officers there, you know, were like playing host to, I mean, a crowd of about nearly 100, 150 people, all seeking, you know, answers about, you know, the questions, you know, running around their heads about, you know, whether it was true or not. But I mean, this has been confirmed, and it's unbelievable. Everywhere people are just gathered in small groups, you know, and you get closer and it's the one thing they're all talking about, you know. It's all questions. People are asking a lot of questions, you know, and people are wondering whether it was a sudden, you know, ailment that, you know, struck the president down, or whether he's been sick all along and the Ghanaians have not been let in on the fact, you know. So people are just asking questions and they're hoping to learn more, you know, in the coming day.
Well, many thanks for joining us. That was John Sam Arthur, our correspondent in Sunyani. Mutala is has also joined us from Tamale. You are welcome, Mutala.
Thank you very much, and how are you?
I'm good. Tamale is mourning, I believe.
Yeah, just like the rest of the country, Tamale is mourning. News of the president's death reached here at about 4:30, but many dismiss it, thinking that it was just the usual false alarms, until Felike Makolache broke the news on GTV. In fact, the regional minister himself confirmed that he didn't believe the story initially until he heard this on TV. I came over straight to the regional secretariat of the NDC, and unfortunately, most of them were not present. The office secretary told me the staff and the usual pomp and pageantry that accompanies the breaking of fast here at the regional secretariat of the NDC was not there today, because most of them in a weeping and mourning mode left for their various houses.
How about any information from opinion leaders in the region, including the political leadership?
Yeah, I've spoken to a couple of political activists here. I spoke with the NPP, Tamale Central Communications Officer of the NPP, and he also expressed shock and said that this has brought about a new change in the country, and it is going to pose a serious challenge to them as a party. It is going to affect their campaign strategies. It is a situation that they are all shocked about.
Apart from the NDC, what has the opposition parties been saying about this news?
Come again.
Apart from the NDC, what has the other opposition parties been saying about this news?
Yeah, like I mentioned, I spoke with the NPP, Tamale Central Constituency spokesperson, and he expressed shock. And he's the one I mentioned that he's indicated that it's going to affect their campaign strategy between now and December, because they don't know who is going to be the next flag bearer for the NDC. And not knowing who the flag bearer is going to be poses a serious challenge for them.
Well, we are very grateful for your time. Mutala Isa is our correspondent from Tamale, and joining us on the line is Austin Game. You are welcome, sir.
Good evening.
How did you receive the news of the late president's death?
Honestly, I was surprised, devastated, and shocked. I know that we all have written on us expiry date, but we certainly do not know when it will happen. So a brother of mine called me and told me he has heard the president had passed away. I said, oh, I haven't heard it. Don't believe it. So I was surrounded with some visitors from Austria. And as I turned around, I heard people talking about it. So I called my office and asked them if they heard it. Apparently, nobody heard anything. Then I had another call. It was confirmed to me that, oh my God. So I've worked with him closely when I was in the ministry. At the time, he was the vice president, so I was extremely, very close to him.
What are your fondest memories of him?
He is the man who helped to ensure that things got stabilized in the area of labor relations. He ensured that we go through the process of writing the draft bill of the Labor Act, of which I had the privilege of being the chairman. And therefore, that was his attributes. Indeed, when he was commissioner, I was at the ministry briefly, and he used to have come to join us at the tripartite meeting in determining the national daily minimum wage. It was extremely, very close to him, and therefore I really, really found it very difficult to believe. But we do know that these things will happen, and therefore it's our prayer that the wife, the son, the immediate family, the twin brother, all of them will take heart, and we leave the rest for the Lord Almighty to take care of.
Many thanks for your time with us. Austin Game is a labor consultant, and he worked closely with the late president when he was a vice president. And joining us also on the line is MP for Infantsman East, George Kunti Blankson. You are welcome, sir.
Thank you, my dear. How are you?
I'm fine. So, where were you, and how did you receive this news?
Honestly speaking, I received the news around 2 o'clock when I was informed that my constituent has passed away, or for that matter, the President of the Republic of Ghana, Professor John Evans Atamba. In fact, it was a shock to me. But one thing that the Bible tells us, that is God who gives and he himself also takes away. So I just console myself with that attitude. But in principle, this country has lost a great leader. But all what I would tell my constituents, the nation, is that we must all be calm and make sure that this should be a moment of unity of this country, so that we can advance our democratic dispensation forward, and at the same time console the very family that they should, have confidence in God, because God is somebody who does not do mistake. He does things on his own will. At an appointed time, he does things. So we just trust God for his grace and help us to console that.
How best would you remember the late president? How best would you remember the late president?
He's somebody who is humble, and is somebody who has fought well for this country. It has never happened in our history of our political dispensation that a president who represents himself father for all. And there are certain things they do. You could see that this is the president who has been insulted more than any president in this country. By this man has never opened his mouth to say anything, because he believes in God, know that everything is by God. And he believes that all what is being said about him are not true. He was somebody who is sincere and modest. So these are the things that I remember of my president, because many a time he tells me, even when I lost my primary, he called me and said, Kuntu, God has not finished with you. No matter what they have been said about you, I know all what they said about you is false, but I believe that God has an appointed time for you to become. So he's somebody who always tries to advise and always encourage.
Very well. Many thanks for joining us. That was the MP for Infantsman East, George Kunti Blankson. And we go back to the... we are sorry. We lost Kwame Onumadze on the line. Now, what does the Constitution say on the position of a new vice president? after John Mahama had been sworn in. We understand Kwame Nkrumah is back on the line. You are welcome, Kwame.
Hello.
Hello, Kwame.
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me, Kwame?
Hello.
Hello, Kwame.
Yes, hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I cannot hear you well.
All right. The Eastern region received the news while the regional policy fair is ongoing. What was the mood at the fair?
In actual fact, when some of them heard it, they were so much shocked that they could not attend the section, which was the last program for the day. But they started yesterday very well, and unfortunately, the information came at the time that they were delivering papers on health when they heard that our president had died. So some of the MCCs also departed from there to go to the RCC to find out from it the authenticity of the information. Others also were there, and then you could see that the official expression had changed. But what surprised me most was that Professor Mills himself just celebrated his birthday at the weekend. That was last Saturday.
Yeah.
He presented something to the Muslims at the Samakasi in the East region. Throughout the country, that was the only place he chose.
All right.
And today, also 3 days after
he died. Yeah.
He has an appellation from his hometown called Ekufi Brada Tuesday. And today, Tuesday, so it's today that he is joined the team. So when I finished and then was going around, I saw that the town was no different from cemetery because everywhere was very quiet. There was solemn in the town.
All right, come now. We are very grateful for your time. Kwame Nkrumah is in Kofodia. And Desmond Kujo, our Western Regional Correspondent, has joined us. You're welcome, Desmond.
Yeah, thank you, dear.
How do you gauge the mood at Sekendi Takoradi?
Well, the mood is not different from what is happening in other parts of the country and the world at large after the announcement of the death of the president, John Evans Atta Mills. If you went to Takoradi, the places that, you know, Takoradi is a cosmopolitan city, and you have a lot of MPP guys. The places that you go, that normally you see people gathering, talking about MPP, condemning NDC and Atta Mills, you realize that everybody was solemn, sitting out quietly, people were talking about the sudden death of the president. And you realize that everybody was concerned, and they were not happy about the sudden death. This news that came. This is one occasion that I realized that people are coming together as a nation to mourn the president who is dead, and that they forgot about their political differences. You realize that if you go to some of the bars that I visited, about three of the drinking spots, you see NDC guys and you guys all morning, so Charlie, give me something because Charlie, the nation is mourning.
All right, Desmond, we are very grateful for your time. Desmond Kujo is our Western Regional Correspondent. Following the sudden death of Professor John Evans Atta Mills, Parliament a short while ago sworn John Mahama as President. We bring you excerpts of his swearing in.
I, John Dramani Mahama,
do in the name of the Almighty God swear,
do in the name of the Almighty God swear,
that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Republic of Ghana as by law established,
that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Republic of Ghana as by law established,
that I will uphold the sovereignty and integrity of Ghana,
that I will uphold the sovereignty and integrity of Ghana,
and that I will preserve,
and that I will preserve,
protect
and
defend the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana,
and defend the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana.
So help me God.
So help me God.
The presidential oath. I,
John Dramani Mahama,
having assumed the high office of President of the Republic of Ghana,
having assumed the high office of President of the Republic of Ghana,
on the basis of Article 66 of the Constitution,
on the basis of Article 66 of the Constitution,
do in the name of the Almighty God swear,
do in the name of the Almighty God swear,
that I will be faithful and true to the Republic of Ghana,
that I'll be faithful and true to the Republic of Ghana,
that I will at all times preserve,
that I will at all times preserve,
protect
and
defend the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana,
and defend the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana,
and that
I
dedicate myself to the service and well-being of the people of the Republic of Ghana.
And that I dedicate myself to the service and well-being of the people of the Republic of Ghana.
And to do right to all manner of persons.
And to do right to all manner of persons.
I further solemnly swear.
I further solemnly swear.
That should I at any time break this oath of office.
That should I at any time break this oath of office.
I shall submit myself.
I shall submit myself.
To the laws of the Republic of Ghana.
To the laws of the Republic of Ghana.
And suffer the penalty for it.
And suffer the penalty for it.
So help me God.
So help me God. Madam Speaker, it is with deep sorrow and a heavy heart that I address the nation through your August House tonight. Fellow countrymen and women, our nation has been hit by an unprecedented tragedy. Our nation is in mourning at the sudden and untimely death of the President of the Republic of Ghana and Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces, His Excellency Professor John Evans Atta Mills. For the first time in the history of our dear country, we have lost a sitting president who worked so tirelessly for his people. Madam Speaker, the president was taken ill around noon today. He was rushed to the 37th Military Hospital, and try as the medical team did, they were not able to avert this tragic loss. The president passed away at 14:15 hours this afternoon. This is the saddest day in our nation's history. Tears have engulfed our nation and we are deeply saddened and distraught. I never imagined that one day I would address our nation in such difficult circumstances. I'm personally devastated. I've lost a father, I've lost a friend, I've lost a mentor and a senior comrade. Ghana is united in grief at this time for our departed president. On behalf of the government and people of Ghana, I extend our deepest condolences to the family of our late president. Our hearts at this time are especially with our mother, First Lady Mrs. Ernestina Nadu Mills.
That was John Mahama speaking in Parliament after his swearing in following the death of Professor Mills today. And this is where time would allow us, we hope, to do an extensive coverage of the president's death tomorrow. Ghana has indeed lost a gem, a father of the nation, Asumdwehene, as he was popularly called, Demrifedie. The program was produced by Brian Agama, Christopher Siedu, Edmond Tete, and John Pubi. Taiko Ayi controlled the sounds. My name is Agatha Asamoah, and we express our deepest condolence to the family of the late president. Have a good night.